We're talking with Dr. Brett Carver here at the Lahoma Wheat Field Day. And Brett, you've got some of your varieties that have been released, also obviously some of your experimentals here. Let's talk about these most recent varieties you have released that we've got showcased here today.
Yeah, so we have four releases from 2018. Sometimes it's hard for me to keep up with everything. And the way I do it is I take those four and I break them down into two pairs. So we have Showdown and Smith's Gold, which are more broadly adapted. And did I say Smith's Gold?
You did.
Sorry.
Okay. You got two pairs. Tell me about the two pairs.
Yeah. All right. Two pairs are Showdown and Green Hammer. And those are broadly adapted varieties. Baker's Anne and Skydance are more targeted oriented, quality focused varieties, but they still, that doesn't mean they lack on yield potential by any means. They're in the game for yield. But the Green Hammer and the Showdown, they're going to go in a lot of places. Green Hammer differs from Showdown in having a better disease resistant package, although Showdown's not that bad. It just doesn't have the leaf rust resistance that Green Hammer has. Another interesting thing about Baker's Anne is the strength on it. The doe strength, it's strong in the field, but the doe strength is far and beyond, exceeds 95% of the varieties. One that I think is very similar to it that comes from another university is TAM 114. Those two just stand above all the crowd. And their ability to go to a bakery and one of these high speed bakeries where they're pumping out these pieces at a much faster rate today than they ever have before, and they have to do that with those strength, or they just apply or add the vital wheat gluten.
On Baker's Anne, obviously you're very proud of the milling baking characteristics. What about on the agronomic side? Are farmers going to be pleased with it?
Yes, and one of the things that attracted me to Baker's Anne in the beginning, and the number on it was 13621, was the stripe rust package. The stripe rust resistance on it is outstanding. Now, we really haven't had the year yet to see that being expressed. We rely on other places to give us the data, like Washington, where they can rely on stripe rust year in and year out. But I really have been impressed with that. Also, the grazability on it is quite strong. It's an earlier maturing variety, which may not make it the best in terms of grazing duration, but it can take grazing quite well.
For those other varieties, what do you see the potential of those four varieties for the next couple of growing seasons as farmers finally get a hold of some of the seed?
Well, I think they're going to be able to get more seed the Showdown and Green Hammer first, and then Showdown. Baker's Anne and Scott Answer won't be as much need as as some of the more broadly adapted varieties, but Jeff Wright is going to have a better idea on seed availability. But we did come out with these probably a little earlier than we normally would. But then, it's kind of hard to simultaneously increase four and know exactly what quantity you need.
Tell me about the experimentals that you're looking at this year. What kind of what are you looking for, and what are you seeing in those varieties?
Yeah, just broadly speaking, we're looking for something that can be competitive with double stop. So we're looking for another clear field alternative. We're looking for something that can be competitive in the hard white wheat market. If that market would ever grow stronger and better, which I think it will eventually, we need the genetics to satisfy it. We have three options for that to look at as far as candidates, and then. We have a wheat streak mosaic resistance line plus several sibs with it that looks highly likely for commercialization. And then we're looking at just a Northwest Oklahoma option. If it can beat Bentley, if it can beat Showdown and Smith's Gold, which I think it can, we'll look at that this summer.
We've got a couple, three varieties that could be out there in the pipeline that may actually cross the finish line.
Exactly, and we haven't even talked about the next year. We'll do that another time.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.